On September 23rd, the new healthcare overhaul law reaches a milestone, its six-month anniversary. But it's more than just a date on the calendar. It's the day several key provisions of the new law actually take effect. NPR's health policy correspondent Julie Rovner is here to talk about what will change. Hey, Julie.
Hey, Leanne.
First, clarify for us. I know many people, including President Obama, have been talking about how these changes go into effect right away, but that's not always the case, is it?
No, like everything related to health insurance, it's a little bit confusing. What the law actually says is that the changes take effect for health plans that are newly sold after September 23rd or that renew after that date. So the earliest it would really happen is for a plan that starts October 1st. That would be for a newly sold plan. Of course, many people who get their insurance on the job have plans that renew on December 1st or January 1st. So these changes for those people won't take effect until then. So it might be the beginning of next year.
What's the biggest change?
Well, I think the one that most people have heard about will let parents keep their adult children on their health plans until their 26th birthday. That will come as a relief to a lot of parents with new college graduates who haven't found a job or who haven't found a job that comes with health insurance, or new high school graduates who are taking some time off before college.
And are there other provisions that affect younger people?
Yes, going forward, insurance plans won't be able to deny coverage to children with pre-existing health conditions. That means children with asthma or who've had cancer or have had any other problem will be able to get coverage. Now, for adults, that same provision doesn't kick in until 2014. That's when the requirement that everybody have health insurance also begins.
You know, there's a theme that seems to be emerging here, and it's one that... It seems these new requirements affect the health insurance industry. Am I right?
That's absolutely right. Most of these new rules are holdovers from the so-called Patients' Bill of Rights that almost but didn't quite become law about a decade ago. So some of the other new provisions that are also coming into effect now will forbid insurance companies from canceling a person's coverage after they get sick. That's called rescission. They'll let women see an obstetrician gynecologist without first having to get a referral from her primary care doctor, and it will ban lifetime dollar limits in insurance policies. And most people don't even know they have them, but often if you spend more than $2 million, for instance, you won't have any benefits left.
This sounds awfully expensive. How much is this going to add to the cost of insurance?
Well, there's an ongoing debate about that. There were reports just this past week that many health insurers are raising rates for next year by double digits and blaming many of these new requirements. Yet most of the estimates, and these were from outside benefits consultants, not from the Obama administration, put the total cost of these new rules at about 1 to 2% of premiums. So just last Thursday, Health and Human Services Secretary Kathleen Sebelius fired off an angry letter to the head of the insurance industry trade group, basically ordering insurers to stop using the new law as an excuse to raise rates. And we'll have to see whether that works or not.
NPR's health policy correspondent, Julie Rovner. Julie, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.